From the All-Ireland Business Foundation, this is Elaine Carroll bringing you AIBF Business Talk. AIBF is an independent national body tasked with enterprise development and the promotion of best-in-class businesses as business all-stars. Today I catch up with Cian Farrell, founder of CTFL Global, an educational consultancy business based in the Midlands. Cian and his elite team of academics provide academic tutoring to students of all levels, student development services, and educational consultancy services to academics and educational bodies. Cian also lectures in engineering at Technological University Dublin, where he enjoys delivering fundamental modules to students of all levels. He has been acknowledged as a thought leader in engineering education and mentorship from AIBF and is a two-in-a-row business all-star. Thank you so much for joining me today on AIBF Business Talk. Cian, for our listeners here today, can you tell us all about the work that you do with CTFL Global and what exactly your core area of expertise is?
Good morning, Elaine, and thank you very much for having me on this morning. Delighted to be here. So we work mainly in the educational consultancy side of things, and we have a couple of key services that we provide. We work in academic tutoring for students of all levels. And for all topics, so we've a very specialised and elite team of academics on board, which I'm very lucky to have. We also work in student development services, so presentational skills, confidence skills, and that part of it on the academic and professional side of it. And we also work in educational consultancy. So we work with academics and universities or educational bodies in developing educational content and I suppose consulting on their educational approach.
Very good. So Cian, so your core area of expertise is around all things engineering, is that right?
Absolutely, yes.
Very good. So just, you know, for myself, there's so many different facets to engineering. Is there any particular type or a particular area that you focus on?
Well, myself, I like to focus on the civil and structural side of things. I'd most of my education would be based around the civil and structural engineering side of things. The rest of the team are in biomedical, mechanical, and chemical engineering. Lots of different types of engineering. And I suppose even we do study one type of engineering, it's very easy to educate yourself in a different branch of engineering. So we tend to be quite generic right across the board.
Very good. Cian, how did somebody, and I won't say so young, but, you know, somebody get so much accomplished in so little time? What was your background before you went into setting up such a global business?
So I finished up my studies at Imperial College in September 2020. And with COVID-19, with the pandemic, the employment market wasn't suitable for graduates coming out of college. And I suppose I needed to make money somewhere and to live. So I decided to set up my business helping students that were studying remotely. I suppose helped them to work with tasks they might be working on, so on the academic tutoring side of things and also student development. So in remote working times, the confidence, presentation skills also would be greatly affected, along with the mental health side of things. And it's very important to help students with that task. The educational consultancy side of things, so I also after setting up my business, I started lecturing in TU Dublin in structural engineering, and the educational consultancy side of things came in line with that. So that worked side by side.
Very good. So your clients or your customers per se, is that the universities or the academic department hiring you in, or is it the students, or is it a mix of both?
So for the academic tutoring, it would be the students or groups of students, or free consultation that we offer to students. It's very much that they book the free consultation, and we really have an informal chat about how exactly we can help, or what the difficulty they might be having is, and how we can help. And I suppose that's on the student side of it. So it would be mainly the student or the student's parents. On the educational consultancy side of things, it would be the academics and the actual universities. So it's just a brief chat about what we can do. I suppose some recent projects that we have worked on. There's quite a bit of work going on the sustainability side of things, and I suppose just with COP26 just gone by, it's certainly something of interest right across the world, and that how we can deal with the meeting the targets we need to meet. So that's yes, will be the academics and the universities who will be
very good. So you've got a very, very broad base that you can actually reach out to. And then the fact, Keane, which is even more impressive, is that, you know, you're so young, the business is so young, but you're so global right from the outset, which is a fantastic, I suppose, starting point for any business. You know, how did that come to pass, or how have you got such a global base?
Well, it started off really, I suppose, working remotely during the pandemic certainly allowed every small business or medium business to reach out on a more global basis. So we would have quite a bit of work from the likes of New Zealand and Australia on the student supervision for final projects and also working with academics. I suppose the gateway to that was quite a renowned academic reached out to us to help with educational content development for postgraduate and professional content development. And I think when we completed that first project for him, it was almost like an access gate just opened to more academics and more institutes. So and that of course helped us to work on a more global basis.
In other words, your sights were set very high from the outset. You were asked to deliver, and you really delivered something of quality, obviously, and hence that had a ripple effect through the academic community then, and through the network.
I think so. And even though it's on a worldwide basis, it's very much the community and especially on a remote basis, it's very small. It's very easy to meet and to be introduced to people from different parts of the world, especially at the moment, the way the COVID-19 has affected everybody. But yes, absolutely.
Great. So it's really opened up opportunities. What would you say, Keane, has attributed to the early success of CTFL Global?
I think the team that work with me are a major pillar to what we do. They would have been, my team are mainly built of good friends and alumni of Imperial College that I suppose I would have had experience working with them in college and they might be in different courses, but it's very much, my team is very much built of characters that I know and that are extremely reliable and are very good at what they do. So definitely a strong team, strong community is something that plays a key role in our everyday business.
And tell me, Keane, did you take inspiration or guidance from any other organization that you saw out there, or from any particular entrepreneur, anyone that had walked in a similar path before you?
Absolutely. I think Imperial College was, having the opportunity of studying at Imperial College and being taught by some of the most world-renowned academics, it was an absolute privilege, and I'm forever grateful for that opportunity, and to everybody who has gave me that opportunity, I suppose you could say, but being taught by those academics and having the opportunity of sitting in front of them and being taught by them, it really was something else. And even though the content and the theories that they were explaining and teaching us were so complex, they made it so simple to understand. Even though, I'm not saying it was an easy year or anything, it was a very tough and challenging year.
But what is Imperial College? Just for our listeners here today that mightn't be familiar with it.
So Imperial College would be one of the most renowned universities or educational bodies in the world. When I started my studies in Imperial College, it was the third ranked structural engineering college in the world. And I think it's their approach to education, it's, even though you might have to study a lot more and work a lot harder to meet the targets they set, it definitely is rewarding. Yes, it was an amazing experience. And the classmates, the community were just something else. It was 36 students from 27 countries, so we're spread all over the world, really.
Truly global. So no wonder you started off on a global footing right from the start. But Keane, when you came out of college, right, and the pandemic hit, and I suppose the accelerator for setting up CTFL Global literally was the pandemic and having to work remotely and all of that, did you have a goal when you started out at first for the business?
Did I have a goal? I think the biggest thing was to try and give back to students and to help students. It was the initial mindset. Because I knew a lot of people were having difficulty studying remotely. I was lucky enough, my classmates were lucky enough to start in person and to get to know each other. But there was a lot of students out there that were trying to solve problems, solve difficult tasks that can be made simple very easily with a little bit of help. Mm-hmm. And I think it was mainly just to give back to students and to help them through the difficult time they were having during COVID-19 and the pandemic.
Very good. So now that you're up and running and everything, Keane, the joys of being an entrepreneur and a business person kind of come into play, right? What's been one of the biggest lessons that you've learned yourself personally in setting up the business?
What has been the biggest lesson? I think I think resilience is one of the biggest things that we need to show and to present in our everyday approach to business. So it very much would be resilience and making sure that we show a sense of consistency right through delivering our services. If I found at the beginning, it was very much about working long hours and working 7 days a week and taking no break at all. And personally, I, from experience, I know that doesn't work. You have to take some time. You have to recover and get back moving again and make sure you're providing the services to a top quality.
Yeah, no, 100%. It's not all about the hours that you put in. It's the quality of what goes into those hours, isn't it? You know, and that's been a lesson that I've learned myself, you know. So, Cian, like, how do you yourself, look, you're working remotely, you're managing a global business, you've got colleagues based all over the world, you've got global contracts. You know, what do you do yourself to grow as an entrepreneur, to keep motivated?
Well, I continue to take courses and I continue to read and listen to documentaries. It's I think continuous growth and development is very, very important. And I think the day we think that we know everything is the day we completely get knocked down. Every day is a learning day and some of your colleagues, whether it be within your own organization or within external organizations, they most certainly can have a major contribution to your professional growth as a person and as a professional.
No, 100%. So, Cian, what advice, right, now that you're in business, you've set up, you've done it at a very difficult and challenging time, you know, through the COVID, through the pandemic and all that, but you've made great networks and colleagues and all of that. What advice from your experience now would you give to another person who's coming out of university, out of college, maybe not knowing what they want to do, or maybe they do know what to do? So what advice would you give to them?
I think the first thing is to figure out, figure out what exactly it is you want to do. But the big thing is to enjoy your work and to find something that you're really passionate about. If you can be passionate about your work and if you really, really enjoy what you do, it's so much easier to keep at it and to keep working and keep that intensity up. I think surrounding yourself by people who are like-minded people who are driven by the same goal is also very, very important. And don't be afraid to take risks and don't be afraid to fail. Most importantly, I think the failures is what we learn everything from, really. So it's absolutely don't be afraid to fail. That's a big one.
Absolutely. I think it was Mark Little that said in our recent Leaders and Entrepreneurs Forum, you know, we all need to fail. So learn to fail and fail quickly to get it over with.
Absolutely.
Okay, look, you've got a great standing here with the All-Ireland Business Foundation, and you have been bestowed the honour of being acknowledged as a thought leader in engineering education and mentorship from the foundation, not just once, but 2 years in a row. What does this mean for you and for the business?
It's an absolute privilege to be recognised by a thought leader in engineering education and mentorship. I think progressing our business and ensuring that we're a competent and trusted thought leader by the All-Ireland Business Foundation is really something that we can tell our customers and they know they're in trusted hands. As we continue to progress our business and develop the services that we are providing, it gives us that sense of community and I suppose a belief that what we're doing is valued and we're delighted to be part of the All-Ireland Business Foundation. So it's
great. It's great to see you use the network so actively as well and be such an active participant, Cian. Cian, where to next for CTFL Global? What's on the horizon? What's the long-term plan?
Well, the long-term plan, only recently we started getting more involved with second-level schools, so secondary schools, on the engineering and the STEM side of things and I suppose contributing to students. A major challenge that students do have is they're not sure what they want to study next, and there are so many students out there that know they want to study some type of engineering or they might like a certain subject in school. And I suppose what we're doing is we're getting more involved with schools. We're helping on the STEM side of it and helping students that might be in a difficult time trying to decide their next move. So it definitely is to get more involved with schools moving forward and continue to progress our services for students and academics.
And to keep that global mind frame on, I presume, as well.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. And the global mind frame, it's very much that a lot of our clients are spread all over the world and it's great to have that and great to have people working on the team that are located in different parts of the world and to be able to work through it. So for sure.
And I think one thing that we all know, you know, I'll say myself as a mother as well, is that, you know, we always hear that, oh, they're looking for, you know, people in STEM and females, and to promote people, you know, in those type of careers and opportunities. So if I, you know, if you're talking to somebody that's in secondary school about to make those life-changing choices which will affect the rest of their decision, whether they take engineering on as a subject or perhaps whether they study it in third level afterwards, what would your advice to them? What would you say to them?
I think, first of all, STEM is—it's a very, very broad, it's a very broad field, and it's very much to start researching today. Start working on what subjects you like today and what possible careers you can take. I know I talk quite a bit about the civil and structural side of things, and some of my other colleagues talk about their more specific fields. But I suppose I don't tend to sell it. I tell it straight up. What are the possibilities for that field and the civil structural? I suppose a lot of people think about the built environment, but you've aerospace, you've automobile engineering on the structural side of it, and I suppose you've veterinary medicine also ties into the structural side of it. I think the big thing for students today is to start working on their dream career today, and even though there might be certain careers that take an extra bit of work, or there might be a subject involved in it that you might be overly strong at, you're really just going to have to get comfortable with being uncomfortable and get work at it, get stuck in, and it shouldn't be a problem. If you need extra help, get the extra help you need to get there.
And that's great. And that's the thing about it, is that there is extra help out there, you know, in all subjects, but particularly with yourself and the likes of CTFL Global, that you can really help students in that engineering space. Keen, it's been absolutely fantastic talking to you and getting to know more about yourself, you know, and the business. On the other side of it, I'd just like to get to know you personally maybe a little bit better. And let's lift the bonnet of that car and just, I'm going to ask you just a couple of, you know, quick fire personal questions. Don't think about it too long and too hard. Just give us the God's honest answer for what comes into your head, first of all. Keen, what's your most cherished possession?
My most cherished? Well, maybe my team, my family. If that's acceptable.
You can't classify a family or friends, you know, as a possession because you don't own them.
Yeah, absolutely. And possession. I suppose education is a big one. That if that's allowed, I suppose education and
your books around it. We'll let you off with that one.
Well, I
was waiting for you to come out with a protractor or something like that. If you could send some advice back in time to your 20-year-old self, what advice would you give?
Give every opportunity a chance, and don't close out opportunities. Think about it. Think about what it's going to take, and if you really want to do something, go for it. Get stuck in. Absolutely, yeah.
Great advice. Tell us something, Keen, that most people wouldn't know about you.
Wouldn't know about me? Oh, well, I'm not sure about that one. let me see. I would have spent a lot of time playing sport until I started my new business, but I suppose I play quite a bit of basketball still. That's
very good. Sport, yeah. Good stuff. Because what did you want to be, Keen, when you were growing up? So when you were a child.
Yes, I would have been always building things and working with animals. So I suppose it would have been in between an engineer and a vet.
Very good. Excellent. So you've kind of gone down that career path anyway.
Well, yes.
Yeah, very good. Yes. So, if you could have a dinner party and invite any four people, who would you have at the table with you?
I'd have John Teeling.
I'd have
John Teeling, absolutely. I'd have Golden. Mm-hmm. Cara Golden. I read Cara Golden's book. I thought she was very, very good. And Denzel Washington,
yeah. You have one more.
Oh, I have another one. I think I'd Elaine, I'd bring you along, absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you very much. I've been privileged in great company. Keen, to wrap up, if you had a motto in life or a saying, what would it be?
I think it's to begin each day as if it were on purpose.
Very good. Yeah. Begin each day and as if it was on purpose. Brilliant. Yeah, I like that. Now, you've got me pondering there, Keen. You've got me pondering. Keen, it's been fantastic catching up with you today. It's fantastic to see somebody with such, I suppose, you know, such knowledgeable head on such young shoulders, put it like that. And that is an utmost confidence. Bri, doing something really good and really empowering, you know, our youth and our students, empowering them to maybe their chosen career in the engineering field and to applying your knowledge in such a giving way. It's absolutely fantastic. We're delighted to have you as part of the tribe, and you're a very trusted and valued member of the All-Ireland Business Foundation. Cian Farrell, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much, Elaine. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to AIBF Business Talk today. I really do hope you enjoyed listening in. To find out more about the All-Ireland Business Foundation and the work that we do, especially the Business All-Stars programme, just go to www.aibf.ie. Remember, never put off until tomorrow what you can do today. Until next time, from your host, Elaine Carroll. Goodbye.